He is so adorable. Oh my goodness. Oh, they have such a beautiful family. No, it's a different couple this time. They have a newborn son. Oh my goodness, and a toddler too. I don't know, they just come on my feed. Every time I scroll, there is another baby laughing or burping, or. Of course, I don't mind. I can watch them all day. And I think the algorithm knows that. Maybe a mild case. Who wouldn't get baby fever from a video like this? See? I told you. Let's see what's next. Uh-oh, a tantrum. Let's see if she called it. I knew she'd. Oh, her dad handled it so well. I'm adding this to my favorites. I need to take notes. Yeah, notes. So we know how to handle tantrums too. I know. But when we do have children, we'll know how to handle them. Is what something I've been thinking about, Sadie. I mean, sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. More than sometimes, I guess. A lot more often recently. Yeah. I've been having these dreams. Well, in one of them, I actually gave birth. Yeah, it was something. I remember having one of those dreams when I was a teenager, and I woke up horrified. This time, I felt. I don't know. Not sad, but upset, I guess. Like it ended too soon or something. I didn't even get to see our baby. Yeah, our baby. I gave one last push and then I just woke up. Yeah. I would have liked to see our baby's face at least. Our babies' faces. Maybe. Or even triplets, who knows? Yeah, I know. But wouldn't that be so sweet? Multiples? I don't know where this is coming from. Maybe I've just been watching too many baby videos. Yeah, baby fever to the max. Maybe a little more than just baby fever. I mean, it's a little deeper than that, I think, this feeling. Well, instead of baby fever, it's like starting a family. Baby fever is like, oh, it'd be so nice to take care of a cute, tiny, innocent little human. It's such a cute, like, warm feeling that comes and goes. Yeah. But what I'm feeling, starting a family fever, if you want to give it a name, it's much more stable. It's less of a giddy feeling and more of a desire. A desire to nurture, I guess. It's kind of hard to explain. Like, do you remember when we babysat for my sister for a few days? Yeah, that's when it started, I think. Their boys were such a handful, but I absolutely loved taking care of them. Like cooking for them, running their baths, talking with them about clouds, dinosaurs, and giants, yeah. Theo loved talking about giants and trolls. Oh god. I was actually online looking for a Christmas gift for him the other day. There is this mythical creatures watercolor set. And I could just keep it here until Christmas. It's only like 6 months from now. But whatever, we'll see. My point is, I loved babysitting Jamie and Theo. And since then, I've been feeling different. Yes, starting a family fever. You understand, right? You think so? What don't you understand? I told you what it means. Well, it means actually, I don't know what it means for us. I don't. No, I don't. What are you suggesting? No, you're clearly suggesting something. Are you suggesting that I want to have a baby with you? I knew it. Well, you wouldn't be wrong. I do. I want... I do. One day. I mean, I'd love to start a family with you, but it's complicated. I don't know. It's one thing to want a child, but you have to be ready for one too. I don't know. Do you think we are? I mean, well, we're mature, responsible, we're financially stable, emotionally stable, I think. Wow, okay. You know, it takes a very emotionally stable person to be with you. Yeah. It does. But yeah. I mean, being ready means so much. I think we absolutely have the means to raise a child. Children, even. I don't know. Another person would rely on us. They'd depend on us to survive, sure. But also so much more. We could feed them, clothe them, keep them safe. But could we make them happy? Would they be okay with us? Because that's all I want. Them to be happy, for them to have a good childhood, a good life. I know. Yeah, they're not even conceived, and I'm talking like they're in the next room. I just get so, yeah, excited. But those are my thoughts. What do you think about all this? It's definitely a big decision. And we don't have to make it right now. Baby, what are you No, we can't. We can't make one right now. I'm serious. Because it's a process. One that we need to think about for much longer than a night. You haven't thought about it, sweetie. At least not enough. Honey, as much as I'd love to make a baby with you right now, you need to at least sleep on it. Yes. Right now, we're daydreaming. We're daydreaming in each other's arms. On cloud nine. We can't make that decision now. Because with the way you're looking at me, it just might happen too soon. No, not really. I'm not even ovulating.
You were not kidding.
We're not. But we really do need time to consider what it would really mean. Well, it'd mean we'd be parents. Are you ready to be a father? Are you really? No. No, of course I think so. That's not it. I actually think you'd be an amazing father. I do. It's not even a question. Our children would adore you. I'd want them to be just like you, you know. No, I'd want them to be like you. I hope our children have your heart. Oh, you'd be a great father, baby. I'm sure of it. Honestly, I think I'm more worried about myself. Because, I don't know. It's easy to picture you as a dad, but me? I'm so... I don't know. So, like, I could be clumsy, moody, a little bit awkward. It does matter. I don't want to mess something up. With children, one mistake could be... I'm not trying to be perfect. I just don't... Maybe... Yeah, a really big change. And I just want to be ready. How can you be so sure? Of course I care. I care a lot. And I really want this. So badly. Yes, I... I wanna I want to have a baby with you. I want to start our family. I'm ready.
Yeah, okay.
But you don't just want this because I want this, right? Is this really something that you want? Then why is this the first time I'm hearing this? You never mentioned wanting a baby, at least not right now. I see. And I did think we'd wait longer. I didn't expect to want to start a family right now. I thought we'd wait like 2 or 3 years. That's what I said. But something changed. And I thought it was just temporary, I did. That it was really just baby fever. But it's not going away. It's only getting stronger. And I knew it was serious when I'd look at you and I would see the father of my children. And I really want that. Please. Really? Are you serious? But everything would change so quickly, and there'd be no going back. So are you sure? You really want to start trying? Oh. Don't ovulate again until next month. That'd give us plenty of time to really think about this. Yeah. Plus, it may take longer than we think for me to get pregnant. Yeah. It could happen next month or several months from now, over a year. It really is a process and a really big decision. I know. I just want to be prepared. I know. It'll happen when it's meant to happen. But for now, we'll just try, I suppose. Yeah, it sounds very nice. It sounds really, really nice. Baby. I love you. And I trust you. This is gonna be a new chapter for us. And it's gonna be challenging. But there's no one on this earth that I'd rather do this with than you. No one. You're the best husband, my best friend. And you're gonna be the best of I'm ready. I'm ready to start a